me to the Gospel of John, St. John, chapter 8, and a couple of verses. Chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. John's Gospel. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Thank you all for coming back tonight. John chapter 8. Boy. Amen. Verses 31, John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Brother Willie, will you read that for us, please? Amen. We're going to talk about truth tonight. Truth. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for your love tonight and your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for salvation, Lord. Just have your way tonight. Move by thy spirit, Lord God. Let your divine will be done, God, in the rest of the service. Thank you for the song service, Lord. Thank you for the peace of God in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Let everybody say amen. Amen. Now, Jesus, many of the Jews didn't believe in Jesus. How many of y'all know that? Many of them didn't believe in him. Jesus was born King of the Jews. Matthew chapter 2 said, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, I came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? He was born King of the Jews. Isn't that right? Amen. But the word of God also said, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Amen? So, he came unto his own, the Jewish people, and they didn't receive him. So he turned to the Gentiles, didn't he? Yes, he turned to the Gentiles because we believe him. Now, a lot of Jews believe God. Now here in John chapter 8, verses 30 and 31, the 31st verse said, Jesus said unto those Jews which believed on him, some of them believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, if you continue in the word. To continue in the word, it means to abide or to continue in the word of God. The word continue or abide means to habitually abide or continue in Jesus' word. It's not a passing fancy. It's a daily thing. Amen? God's people need to get in the word daily. They need to read God's word and pray and seek God's face daily. Because we've got an enemy. How many of y'all know that? The children of God have got an enemy. Don't you think you're going to move through on the flower beds of ease? You're not going to. Not if you're a Christian. If you're a real Christian, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So, hallelujah. A genuine believer holds fast, obeys, and practices Jesus' teaching daily. Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, let him do what? Deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Deny ourselves first and take up our cross and follow him. Isn't that right? A daily thing. A daily thing. Hallelujah. Word of God said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, talking about God's children now, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law doth he what? Meditate day and night. It's a day and night thing. habitually. You know, a habit that you just pick up the Word of God every day. You know, it's just a habit. You got the habit. You pick it up, you start reading. You start praying, reading and praying and seeking God to be more like Him. We all need to be more like the Lord. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. Because we are God's children, but He wants us to grow up in Him. Hallelujah. He wants us to grow up. Blessed is the man. I don't know what verse to stop that. Let's start over. Blessed is the man that walking not in the counsel. Somebody keep up, help me keep up with this. You know, see if I stop. Tell me where I stop that. Will somebody help me do that? Blessed or happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, the true Christian don't go to the ungodly for advice. Isn't that right? You don't have to go to the ungodly for advice because they give you the wrong advice. Most of them, most of the time they give you the wrong advice anyway. Hallelujah. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, sinners, they need a Savior, don't they? So our job, the Bible says, speak the truth in love. Isn't that right? Now, we speak the truth. Jesus spoke the truth in love, didn't He? Jesus said, I am the way. He's the only way to God. I am the truth. He is the truth. Amen. And I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only way to get to God is to come through Jesus Christ. I talked to a man some years ago, and he said, I don't understand why you have to go through Jesus to get to God. I said, that's the only way, brother. Only way, no other way to get to God but through Jesus Christ. Because, see, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God knew they were going to sin. Isn't that right? God had a plan. And that plan, the Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Can't be saved without the shedding. Now, just anybody couldn't shed their blood. Isn't that right? It had to be somebody that was sinless. It had to be somebody that was holy and perfect. And that was Jesus. He walked this earth without sin. He did the will of His Father. Amen? And after he lived the holy and sanctified life, He died on the cross. That was His purpose for coming. To redeem us or to restore us back to God. To purchase us. Redeem. To purchase with a price. He redeemed us back to the Father. But that is the one that will obey Him, receive Him. See, some people think because Jesus died that everybody's going to be saved. No, 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 no. That's strictly a no-no. Amen? It's left up to the individual. We've got to come to Him by faith. Hallelujah. So Jesus was talking to the he was talking to the believing Jews. He asked a lot of unbelievers, but He was talking to the believing Jews. He said, but if you continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. If you continue in the word. Now, what did I stop at in Psalms 1? I did verse 1. Walk not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. We love God. When you love God, his delight, you delight in the Lord. Isn't that right? You love Him and you praise Him. You honor Him. You worship Him. You magnify His name. His delight is in the law. And in this law does He what? Meditate day and night. Now, day and night. You're meditating on the Word. You're reading the Word. And you're getting the Word of God in you. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. It's got to be in us. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Isn't that right? You know, a good fruit tree got to have enough water, enough sunlight. Isn't that right? You just put a tree out there and it don't get water or sunlight, what's it going to do? It's going to die, isn't that right? But thank God, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in this season. his leaf also shall not wither. Leaf not going to wither. Because it's getting what it needs. It's getting the nourishment that it needs. And whatsoever it doeth shall prosper. Isn't that right? The ungodly are not so. But are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So saints of God, let's be up and about our Father's business. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I want to glorify him. How many of y'all want to glorify the Lord tonight? We want to please God, don't we? Why? Why do we want to? Because we love him. Why do we love the Lord? We love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. He loved us so much until he died on the cross. He died a death. You know what the Bible says? His visage was marred more than any man. No, his face. When you look at his face, my. But you know, all of that whipping, all that beating he took, wasn't one bone broken. The word of God said, wasn't one bone broken. My God, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's true. He's holy. He's just. He's righteous. And thank God, he rose from the dead the third day according to the scripture. He rose up. You know what he said to him? He said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I raise up again. And you know, those Pharisees that didn't understand, they thought he was talking about that big old temple, and that big temple there. But he was talking about the temple of his body. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I raise it up again. And he did that. He raised it up. He died for our offenses, but he rose for our justification. Hallelujah. He justified us. We're justified in Christ Jesus because he loves us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Real disciples are learners and faithful followers and doers of the word of God. Doers. Isn't that right? James 1:22. Read that, please. They're doers of the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Got it? But what now? But be ye doers of the word. Be ye do what it says. Obey it. What it's saying. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. So if you just be a hearer of the word, not a doer, you like a man that go to the mirror and look in the mirror, and while he's there, he see his face. He see what manner of man he is. But when he turn away and go away, he forget what manner of man he is. Hallelujah. That's somebody that hear the word of God and don't do it. They hear it, and sometimes people, you know, they search and study the scripture, but won't obey it. What good is that going to do? You've got to obey the word of God if you're going to please God and if you want to be saved. The ones who continue in his teaching. Got on the wrong glasses here. The ones who continue in his teaching have both the Father and the Son. Look at 2 John 2:9. 2 John 2:9. That 2 John 2:9. Yeah, 2 John, yeah. Hallelujah. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Read on. He that abideth, he that continueth in the doctrine of Christ, what? He hath both the Father and the Son. Isn't that something? So we want to continue. We want to continue. But if you continue in my word, Jesus told those Jews, but if you continue in my word, you shall, but if you continue in my word, what does it say? Then are you my disciples indeed, right? Somebody read that for me, please. If you continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed, right? And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. It's a continual. A continual. The true disciples depends upon, in other words, it's saying, to be a true disciple, it depends upon permanent application of the word of God. We got to apply it to our hearts and to our lives daily. And because the word of God say, unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Howbeit it did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You got to take the word of God and mix it with faith. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. You just can't run over the word of God. Skim over it. You got to mix it with faith. You got to believe it and obey it. What it's saying, apply it to your heart. Apply it to your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So just passing impulses and emotions do not make true Christians. Just that, all right? But you got to apply it to your heart. What Jesus was saying here is simply this. If you receive my word in truth, you will take a firm stand and continue in the words which you have received. Hallelujah. That's a true Christian. Let's talk about a true Christian. Somebody that love God. Somebody that love him. But the word of God said, hear, O Israel, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And the second is like namely unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's talking about love, isn't it? Isn't that talking about love? My. Don't nobody raise their hand, please. I'm sure not going to stick by it. I mean, God wants us to do this now. I mean, you know, I'm striving to be a Christian. But the Bible say, love your neighbor as yourself. That's what God wants us to do. Isn't that right? God, help us to come up. Help me to come up. I'm talking about myself now. Lord, help me to come up to where you want me to be, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm not judging none of y'all now. I'm talking about myself. And we can talk about our own self, can't we? You better believe we can. Hallelujah. But God want, that's where God wants us. That's the place God wants us in. Because we live in the end times. The Lord's coming soon after church is ready to meet him. All right. We are children of light. And we walk in the light because Christ abides within us. Look at 1 John 1:7, please. Mm-hmm. Senses us. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Look at that, please. We're children of the light. And God expects us to walk in the light. Jesus is that light, isn't that right? Jesus is the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. We are all children of the light. The children of the day, we are not of the night. Mm-hmm. My. Read that again. It's talking about God's people. We are what now?
We are all the children of light.
You are children of light. We're children of light. Why are we children of light? Because Jesus is the light that shines through us. Isn't that right?
Amen.
He's that light that shines through us. Hallelujah. Read it slow. We are children of the light. We are children of the day. Read.
And are not of the night.
We're not of the night. We're not of darkness, are we? Hallelujah. The light of Christ shines in us and through us. So therefore, we're lights to the world when we live in as a Christian life. We're lights to the world. Amen. See, the world is looking for something. Isn't that right? They're looking for something because a lot of people have talked, a lot of talking, you know. But we got to let our light, we got to live a life. We got to live a holy life. God's calling for holiness. Isn't that right? Bible says, follow peace with all men. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. And we're holy, which we're set apart for God's use. Set aside for God to use us. Hallelujah. And God expecting, he expecting something out of you and me. Isn't that right? What's God expecting out of us? Let the light shine, isn't that right? Exactly right. That's what he's expecting. A scripture. Hallelujah. He have showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? But to do justly. And I know that scripture. I really know it. God will bring it to me. But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Know what it said? He have showed thee, O man, what is good. God requires something of you and me tonight to do justly, to do what's right, to love mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Hallelujah. And to walk humbly with our God. That's what God is calling for. Where you find that verse at? I got to know it, but I know it. 6 and 8. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Michael 6:8. That's what God's calling for. He's calling for holiness. He's calling for purity. He expects something out of you and me. We say we're Christians. Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's exactly what he said. And God is expecting you and me to keep his commandments tonight. All right, let's look at Hebrews 3:14.
Hebrews 3:14.
Amen. We got to hold on to that confidence. We got to hold fast to that. Isn't that right? We got to stand firm on the word of God. We got to live a holy life. Hallelujah. Thank God for that message this morning. We are to worship God. Regardless what come or go. Isn't that right? Regardless what come or go. God wants us to continue in his word. He wants to keep our minds stayed upon. He wants us to believe him. Amen? Because God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. What God has said, he'll do it. And we that know him, we know he'll do what he said he'll do. He's a man of his word. He's faithful and true. And he, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he wants us to believe him. He wants us to live for him. Amen. He wants us to be soul winners. The word of God says he that winneth souls is wise. Got to be wise to win souls. Isn't that right? Got to be wise. Amen. Hallelujah. God make a soul winners for you, Jesus. God save our family. Save our loved ones. See, we have to keep praying for our loved ones. Amen. We know God's going to bring them in, but we got to believe God and continue to pray, continue to believe, continue to trust God, continue to wait on the Lord. In an individual, let me see if I can see this here. Hallelujah. An individual have a heart and a mind. If an individual have a heart and mind to do God's will, then God will make his will known to that individual in all truth. In all truth. All right? Now, John 8:32. Read that one. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now read, all right, read John 14:6. Yes. John 14:6. What does it say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No way to get to God but through Jesus Christ. Amen. To know the truth is to know Jesus and who he really is. He is the Son of God, our Savior, our Lord, and our King. Amen. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. He's our Savior tonight. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, but the name of Jesus. Amen. No other name, no other way to be. And the Bible say how some say if they climb up some other way. See, some people can try to get in some other way. But the Bible says that there's a thief and a robber, but they cannot get in. It's only one way to God. Hallelujah. And that's Jesus Christ. How many of y'all know him tonight? Amen. He's good. He's faithful. And God wants us to know him. He wants us to follow on to know him. He wants us to strive to be Christians, to be more like him. All right? He came to seek and to save the lost. And the truth shall make you free when we really accept Jesus and his word. The word of God breaks the shackles of sin. It breaks the shackles of human tradition. That's when we really enter the Lord and follow him. It breaks the shackles of religious bondage. Truth also sets us free from fear that has torment. Read 1 John 4:18. Hallelujah. Indeed and in truth. That's John 4:18, right? First John 4:18. Well, see, maybe it's not coming out too clear. I'm trying to get it as clear as I can. Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. 1 John 4:18, what does it say? There's no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. Read. Fear has torment. Amen. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. 2 Timothy 1:7. Hallelujah. Second Timothy 1:7. What does it say? God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. How many of y'all agree with that? That's what God has given us. Amen. So we don't have to walk around all nervous and shaky, you know, and fearing. Amen. But we need to fear the, you know, somebody said that they feared God so much that they didn't have to fear nothing or nobody else. One of the preachers said that. I don't know whether it was Spurgeon or somebody said that. But if we really fear God, Solomon said this, lo this have I only found, that God made man upright. No, that's not the scripture I'm thinking about. Oh, hallelujah. I'll just leave that alone for now. All right, the truth sets us free from condemnation and delivers us from death. read John, this is the Gospel of John, St. John 5:24. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? We pass from death unto life. We have eternal life abiding in us. Isn't that right? The Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. So when God takes the breath out of our body, we're going to be with the Lord. Isn't that right? We're going on to be with the Lord when he takes this breath because it belongs to him. Our breath belongs to the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. Yes. What does it say? There's therefore now, right? Mm-hmm. There's therefore now.
No condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
To them which are in Christ Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yes.
For the law of the Spirit
of life
in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death.
Hallelujah. For what the law can, yes. And that it was weak through the flesh. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. God sent his own son in the likeness of sin flesh. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Yes.
The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Well, not after the flesh.
But after the Spirit. Amen. That's what God's calling for us to do. Walk after, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, the verse I was thinking about, Solomon said, now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So nobody going to get away from God. Isn't that right? He's got our number, like Pastor Ben was saying. God's got our number, but he got our name. He know our name, doesn't he? Hallelujah. He's got our number, a phone number, a house number, whatever kind of number. God know it, doesn't it? But he also know our name. See, the Bible says the Lord knoweth them that are his. He know them that are his. God know his children. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And in truth endureth what? To all generations. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So saints of God, we have hope tonight. Isn't that right? And the Bible said, hope make you not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have hope beyond this life. Not only in this life. We have hope beyond this life. Thank God. Heaven. Heaven is our hope. Isn't that right? Heaven is our home. That's why the word of God say our citizenship is in heaven. So your citizenship is where you live. It's your home, isn't it? So this is not our home. So let's don't plant our roots too deep down here. Thank God. But let's just believe God and live for God and obey God. Let our light so shine before me and live holy daily. Doing the will of God, praising him. Let's remember Pastor Venable and Sister Venable, that God will continue to bless them and strengthen them and meet their every need. Amen. Pastor Venable, God has really brought him back, haven't he? My, hallelujah. Glory. Because he's a powerful voice for the Lord. Isn't that right? He's a mighty voice. Amen. So let's continue to pray for them and do everything we can to hold their hands up because we love them. They are pastors. May God bless you tonight. Amen. May God smile upon you. I want God to smile upon me. I know y'all want God to smile upon you, don't you? We don't want Jesus to look at us and frown. At least I don't. I know you don't. We want him to smile upon us. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap, please. Pray for us. Pray for my sweetheart. Pray for us. Pray that God will heal her leg, her foot and all. Well, she had a time with that. I'm going to tell you, my. It's a bad sprain. But I tell you, it's been something else. She have to still have to stay off of it, you know. So pray God will just heal that completely. Because God is a healer, isn't he? God is a deliverer. If we live for him and believe him, he'll, like Pastor Philip was saying this morning, how was it he ended up about the double? Y'all remember what he said? Double portion. Yeah, all right. Yeah. He said it another way, because, you know. But anyway, double portion. That's what we need, don't we? A double portion of what? God's spirit, God's anointing, God's power, don't we? A double portion of God's love. My God, I need that love. My. You know, I believe you can have so much love in you, and if somebody just come up and squeeze you, some of that love will come out. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah, I believe it just can help you. Just get. How many of y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, I believe some people just that loving and kind, you know, the Lord will just let some of it spill over, you know, on somebody that needs it, you know. And last time I needed, so if you come up and give me a hug. Hallelujah. Because I know I'm not as lovely as I should be. I want to be. So pray God to help me in that area, in every area, all right? Because I need it. May God bless you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's stand and pray. Brother Doug, you got a song or you got... All right, my brother. God is so good.